Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ellen Rohr is here, too, folks. Buckle your seatbelts. Did I tell you that already? Buckle up, pull them tight, because Ellen Rohr is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to be a bumpy ride, but it's going to be fast, I promise you. Ellen is the president of BareBonesBiz.com. She teaches folks like you and me the basics of running our business better, being more successful. Many of you have seen her. She's all over the place. She's a great resource for small business. She's the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them to the studio. Bare Bones Biz Plan, the Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan. You're starting to get the picture. Ellen Rohr, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I love coming on your show. I feel like we're soul sisters.
Absolutely, girl. Hey, listen, I can do that. I can do that. Hey, Ellen, thanks again for being with us. My audience knows that one of the things, if you had to identify the top five things that we've covered extensively on this show in the last almost 15 years, is business planning. We've talked about it from alpha to omega, but I like the way you approach business planning because it's so practical. Get us started.
Well, I think people think about business planning like they think about dieting. You know, like, I know I should do it, yeah. I should eat better, I should exercise.
Yes, Mommy, I'll eat my potatoes.
Yeah, and along those lines, when you do, like, start, you eat something really healthy, or if you go for a walk, you feel better. When you start business planning, you know, just block out a weekend, block out an afternoon. You don't have to make it a big deal. But sit down and think about what you want, and clarify your vision, and then put some course of action together for making it happen, and then you feel better. You feel a little more focused. You get a little juiced up
you
want to happen.
It's kind of like when my grandchildren, or when my kids were little, you know, they actually took a bite of something you wanted them to eat that they thought they didn't like, and they say, hey, this is good.
Yeah,
and
you know,
your business plan
is
like that. You get started, and finally, after a little while, you say, darn, this works.
That has been true about some things, although my mom is still trying to get me to like meatloaf, and it ain't going to happen.
Well, you haven't had my meatloaf, Ellen. That's the problem.
She does that too. I said, I've had your meatloaf. But with along those lines, you gotta stretch a little bit. It may be uncomfortable at first, you know, but if you're, as Michael Gerber says, doing it all day long, you're going to get old, and you're not going to have any money, and it's going to be a grind, and you're going to sacrifice relationships, or at least it could happen. And so to stop and focus and say, this is what I really, really want. And if you're not sure that you're going to get support from other people, don't tell them about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell them about it. Only share it with people who are going to be enthusiastically responsive. Because you don't need them sucking the life out of you.
My friend Noah St. John calls those loving mirrors.
Loving
it means people who get you and want you to succeed, but their objectiveness will cause them to give you good advice.
And you know, along those lines, one of the things in a business plan is that you might need a board of advisors. You know, I take people through a business planning process like this: get a binder, old school 3-ring binder, a nice one if you want to be beautiful about it,
but not pink.
Well, that's up to you.
Okay.
Pink is fine. I know a plumbing contractor, a woman. She's got about a million trucks, and they're all pink.
Okay.
They're all pink.
All
so
right.
Pink, if pink, and Mary Kay Pink, you can do that. But get a binder, because a binder is old school. It's not going to crash on you. If you're on the plane with Warren Buffett sitting next to you, you could trot out your binder.
Right.
Okay? So get a binder, and the idea of the binder is that you're going to move from thought form into physical form what you want to have happen, and that is the creative process. And just by writing it down, there's a zillion studies that support this, just by writing it down, you are a lot more likely
to make
things happen.
It's amazing. It's amazing how much more clarity you can get from your ideas printed on a piece of paper looking back at you.
Absolutely.
And more so even than on a computer screen. Folks,
you know,
print it out.
I think so.
Print it out and look at it on paper.
There's that physical connection. You're moving from thought to physical form, and that is the creative process.
Yeah.
And start with, I like to start with your perfect day. Start writing down the things you want, because I'll ask my clients, okay, so you don't like what you have, what do you want? And they'll say, well, I'll tell you what I don't want. I know, I got that. Duly noted. What do you want? How much money? How much time? Where would you like to live? With whom? You know, what are the things that you really, really want? Because when you start to identify that, number one, you have created a lot of things that you
right.
want. You know,
right.
Wally Long is an ex-con. He got out of prison after changing his life. He decided that he had focused for so long on the things he didn't want. Didn't want to get addicted. Didn't want to go to jail. All these things happened. So he started to decide, he started to figure out that if he focused on what he did want, maybe that would make a difference. And he grew a business. He created this great relationship. He won the love of and trust of his son back again.
Wow.
He tells a great story in a book called The Upside of Fear.
Hmm.
But the bottom line was that when you think about what you want, you're a lot more likely to have it happen. So start with that, and from your perfect life essay, you can determine if a business would be part of that. And for me, you know what? I'm never going to retire. I absolutely love working.
I agree.
And you know what
I completely agree.
I love working, and you know what's perfect for me? Like 2 hours a day. That
mm-hmm.
would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite there yet, but if I were to work those
Unless,
2 hours...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
If I were to work those 2 hours a day, what would I do? You know, as you
well,
start
I see
to
what you're doing, that. What you're doing, Ellen, and this is so important for small business owners to realize when they're doing their business plan. Folks, nobody gets to define success in more ways than small business owners do.
Yep.
I mean, the big business CEO, he gets to define success one way. He has very narrow marching orders.
Yep.
Small business owners can define, your business plan could be a lot of things. You get to define it in a lot of different ways. And write, I like what you said, write down what's most important to you. And
right.
Right?
Your business should serve your life, and sometimes as small business owners, we tip the scales the other way.
Yeah.
We sacrifice everything for the business, but you don't have to do that, and at some point,
mm-hmm.
you just can't work 25 hours a
Can
day.
Can I have your website?
Yes, barebonesbiz.com.
All right.
There's a little freebie there. I put a little video series together
right.
on how to put a business plan together. It's fun. It's free. You can watch
check
it
out.
Anytime.
And by the way, folks, if you're sitting beside Warren Buffett with your business plan on your lap,
yeah.
talk fast, because that means you've broken into his G10 airplane and you're about to be arrested. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.